Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Karen Reed, it continues on and it continues to get more and more confusing by the day. Each side presenting their case and each side getting more and more dug into their narrative. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Here we are, another week into it, and a lot that has been going on. What has been some of the standout stuff for you, Jen?
Well, I think the standout moment for the prosecution was certainly the testimony of Carrie Roberts. Carrie Roberts is a family friend of the O'Keefes, so she has no affiliation with any of the Alberts, any folks that would ever be involved in the third-party culprit. And for me, the biggest thing she said was, and I'm going to paraphrase a bit, but at exactly 5 o'clock in the morning, she recalled that Karen Reed called her and said, Carrie, John is dead. Mm-hmm. That to me was a very impactful moment because it was before they had ever gone on their venture to find him.
Yeah.
So this is just, to me, the most impactful testimony. The rest of her testimony was so strong that the defense did not even cross-examine Carrie.
No, they did not. That was very interesting. That was very telling as well.
Yeah, they knew that there was no, I believe that the reason they didn't cross was because they knew there was no way they were going to implicate her information, and they didn't want it repeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been so much. Jen McCabe also on the stand this week. We'll take a look at some of those clips here in just a little bit. But text messages, going through that, and there's been a lot of them. What have you gleaned from all of those exchanges that they're now exposing out there to the world?
So in regard to the text messages between Brian Higgins and Karen Reed, and of course, they're going on right now as you and I are speaking.
Yeah.
But I listened to about the first 50 pages.
50 pages.
And I think we were on page 50. Something like that. In any event, very damning for motive. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I am often reached out to by many people that are sort of on the fence still. They're kind of got caught up in this very recently. They don't have any opinion, and they've been a little bit sided, I think, toward the possibility that she was hit by a plow, believe it or not, that people are sort of thinking that now.
Yeah.
But anyway, several people have just said, oh my gosh, the motive. She wanted out. She's unhappy. She was going after this ATF agent. So I think that it's hitting home with some people. I think it was quite a moment. And in fact, I believe Karen Reed's parents were caught on tape. There's a camera still that is being shown, and it was when they were in sidebar. And I believe the sidebar was discussing just this, whether these text messages would be able to be introduced or not. And they're being introduced in their totality for the sole purpose of motive. And you could see her parents, particularly her father, just exacerbated. Because I think that everyone knew if those text messages got in, now people would see the motive.
So
for the first time.
Is this making it a lot more clear as to why this is a murder charge and not a hit and run or a vehicular homicide?
I think it's a small part of it. Mm-hmm. I think the big piece is going to be the demonstrative evidence from the car itself, mm-hmm. in terms of how fast it was going, if it continued after the hit occurred, mm-hmm. things like that. I think that that's why it was charged, but this doesn't help.
Yeah,
it certainly lends itself toward that.
Well, one can want out of a relationship. I mean, it happens all the time, and they don't kill their partner. Where are you on this? Are you leaning that this was an intentional, I'm trying to hit him with my vehicle, or is this just all really horrible timing? She's really kind of ready to get out of this relationship. They get into a fight and it's an accident, like still not truly intending to kill him by any means, but it's just, yeah, she wanted out and this horrible accident happens at that happenstance in time.
My jury's still out. I still want to hear all the evidence. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always said there's a big difference between evidence that is shown in a court of law and the jury, what the jury finds, mm-hmm. in terms of whether the person is convicted or not, right? So many people who commit crimes may not be convicted of everything they're charged with in a court of law. And for me, my jury is still out on whether the second degree murder charge will be proven or disproven.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that I think that's still so much up in the air. But gosh, you know, seeing all those texts and such, it's very interesting.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.